But first tonight, in a new blow to the live export industry, the live animal export company, Emmanuel Exports, has had its license suspended today by the Department of Agriculture. It's the company that's at the centre of public outrage earlier this year over scenes of dead and heat-stressed sheep in a shipment to the Middle East. But the suspension announced by the Department of Agriculture is not related to that incident, we understand. Pictures of that incident, of course, were first aired on the 60 Minutes program. The ABC's National Rural and Regional Correspondent Dominique Schwartz is with me. First, Dom, what does the Agriculture Department say in this announcement?
Look, it doesn't say an awful lot, Linda, because it says that this is part of an ongoing investigation. But what it has said is that Emmanuel Exports has had its export licence suspended, and this is pending a full review of the company's response to a show cause notice. We do know that Emmanuel Exports received this show cause notice last month, and it's understood that the company responded with a 30-page statement. As you said, this is in response. All of this came about as a result of those very distressing pictures we saw of shipments that went to the Middle East and resulted in the deaths of thousands of animals. The department did go on to say in a statement that the laws that regulate the export of livestock include strict requirements to ensure the health and welfare of animals, and that it's the responsibility of each exporter to ensure it meets those obligations. So obviously it's to do with the general condition of livestock, which of course comes as no surprise.
And so does this mean that the company must now prove that it is living up to the standards that are required of it?
Yes, it would seem so. I spoke just before I came on air with the CEO of the Australian Livestock Exporters Council, which is the peak body representing exporters, and I spoke with Simon Westaway, and he said that the company is now engaged in talking with the department in terms of what it can do to try and lift that suspension. But of course, it is a terrible blow, as you've already mentioned, for the livestock industry. And it comes on top of an announcement by one of the major shipping companies just recently that it was going to itself suspend the northern trade because of all of the problems and basically because of the reliability of the trade from Australia. And I think this is where it's a real problem for the export industry. Simon Westaway was saying he didn't want to jump to any conclusions, he didn't want to say too much because the industry only heard about this at the same time as the media heard about it. They still wanted to absorb it, but he said without gilding the lily, it obviously wasn't too good. And I think that's probably gilding the lily a bit, because when you knock out your major exporter, you're not a very reliable market.
And so is there any sense of, the dollar value, I suppose, of this kind of suspension?
Well, it is the major exporter, so that's if it's permanent. Of course, we don't know exactly what this suspension relates to. The department hasn't given us any details. So maybe the company can rectify this and be back on the seas again within a few weeks. But the RSPCA, for one, thinks this is yet another example of why the changes that we saw, which came in after the independent review, will ultimately result in the end of the live sheep export trade.
Okay. The ABC's National Rural and Regional Correspondent Dominique Schwartz there.